Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
We need to be seeking investments that will yield us at minimum a 4% annualized return just to stay afloat. If we're making less than that, we're actually losing money, because inflation is eroding the purchasing power of your money.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is middle class income enough, and how to elevate your game? Disclaimers, as always, not financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do with your money. Please seek licensed advice when it comes to your own investing decisions. And with that top of mind, I want to kick this episode off with a stat from the IRS data. And that stat is that roughly 87% of Americans are filing a tax return showing that they make $100,000 or less in adjusted gross income. And I want to put a chart on the screen for you by Pew Research. And this chart is showing how the middle class population has been shrinking over the last 50 years. Americans have entered either into a lower income tier, and some have entered into the upper income tier. But in 1971, 61% of the U.S. population was deemed middle class. And in today's world, it's roughly 50%. So what exactly is middle income and middle class? Well, there's many ways to define it. And yes, it can be subjective, but I want to show you some income brackets brought to you again by Pew Research in conjunction by the U.S. Census Bureau. And it has a lot to do with how many people are in a particular household. So if we look at a middle class income range of a single individual in the United States, that range could be between $30,000 to $90,000 per year to deem them middle class in terms of income. Two people in the household, $42,000 to $127,000. Three people in the household, $60,000 to $180,000. Four people, $67,000 to $201,000. And five people in a household, $76,000 to $210,000. So what this data suggests is that you and I have a choice to make, and that choice has a lot to do with real estate. So for a little bit of perspective, let me share with you these stats. In 1970, the median home cost $17,000. Fast forward to 2022, and that number increased to $428,000. Now, obviously, the cost of living was much lower in the 70s. Yes, homes were more affordable, so to speak, but people also made roughly 50% less in income than they make today. But even still, if we account for inflation, your median home cost has gone up over 121% since the 1960s through today, which is four times higher than what the median incomes have done in the same time frame. Now, those stats might be great if you've been owning real estate over the past 50 years or been investing in real estate. If you haven't, maybe not such great news. But as the Chinese proverb goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. So let me share with you a simple way that I look at investing. You can pop up the inflation data at any given time. Here's a chart of what we're seeing in 2023. Let's just say for simple math that inflation is running at 4% annualized right now. So through the lens of an investor, we need to be seeking investments that will yield us at minimum a 4% annualized return just to stay afloat. If we're making less than that, we're actually losing money because inflation is eroding the purchasing power of your money. And knowing that simple metric, using that simple strategy can help you make better investing decisions. So let's take a look at commercial real estate since 1978 in greater detail. So here's a quick historical snapshot of commercial real estate dating back to 1978. This is in part by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and Principal Real Estate. And what we learn here is since 1978, which was the first year that the MPI data was available, private equity real estate has offered a total return of 9.2% on an annualized basis, with 7% of that return coming from income.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
So if we take a look here below, these are the different sectors within the commercial real estate space, and we focus in on apartments. You can see that dotted line going horizontally is the government stated inflation. And the dark blue is the income that apartments have produced year by year. And the light blue is the appreciation or the price going up on the real estate throughout the year. So real estate's been a complete game changer in my life, as many of you know, and it's been a game changer for millions of investors. Now, it's not without its risks, as in any investment that we make, but we also have to take a look at its potential benefits. So if you're like me and you've been investing in real estate private placements or what some call syndications, or you've just been doing your own investing in real estate, you're probably familiar with the potential benefits of cash flow on a monthly or quarterly basis, tax benefits, check with your CPA, and number three, potential equity upside, which means you're buying a property, maybe fixing it up and hopefully selling it for a profit at a higher price down the road. Now, all of these benefits can be a potential hedge against inflation and can help you grow your wealth over time. In fact, The Motley Fool just this year put out a really good article showing the average investor salaries in the real estate space, and they broke it down by particular niche. They claim that rental property investing, which is just your typical buy and hold real estate investor, is averaging between $27,500 to $121,000 per year in income. House flipping averaged $62,900 per flip minus any rehab cost. Short-term rentals between $35,000 and $61,000. And wholesaling real estate between $21,500 to $98,500. So keep in mind, this is just the average income coming from real estate itself. Meaning, if you have a full-time job or career, this would be additional income to add on top of it. So if we quickly glance back at the income brackets that I showed you before for middle-class income, you can see that there's a high probability with the addition of real estate income to more easily move forward into the upper end of the income spectrum. And if you're already in the upper income sector, well, there's always room to grow. I remember as a kid, I was brought up with a saver's mentality, a very frugal mindset, and I'm thankful for that. It got me through some really tough years early on in my career. But what I learned over time is that building wealth is not about saving money. It's simply about investing. And here's a chart to help explain that. So this chart compares two individuals starting with $0, and they're each going to put $100 in per week over a 40-year time frame. And you can see that by investing, assuming an 8% annualized yield on average, the investor makes approximately $1.5 million compared to just the simple line saver, who's making essentially a 0% return on their money, only $208,000. So about a $1.3 million difference over a 40-year time frame. So in my opinion, it's simply not a choice to miss out or skip on investing throughout your lifetime. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I know this was a short and to the point episode, as they're intended to be. I encourage you to keep learning and to reach out if I can be a resource or mentor. If you ever want to take a deeper dive, at Passive Investor Tips on Instagram and Facebook, or Travis Watts on LinkedIn, Bigger Pockets, and other platforms. Thanks so much for being here. Have a best ever week, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.